Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at robertsrobinson.com.
Well, we're going to finish strong on this week and hope we send you off to a great weekend as Indian summer is here. Nice and sunny and warm and beautiful temperatures. Such a great place to be in September. We know there's a lot of football probably in your future. Lee Sterling will be along in just a little bit. We'll do the picks segment with Lee. He's going to have all kinds of tasty selections for us. We'll see how he does this year. He's off to a great start, 32-15 for the season, and he's ready to lock you up for Locktober. Exactly right. In Locktober, he's going to do 5 weeks of service for a very special price all the way through Halloween, $347. Stick around. Lee Sterling will be picking the Missouri game, obviously the Kansas game, the Chiefs game, and others. So we'll have Lee Sterling coming up in just a little bit. Let's take a couple of minutes to talk about kind of the week that was. There were some interesting stories that we didn't really get to on the podcast this week. And one of my favorites of those was kind of a continuation of a story that we've been following for a while. I got a text from a buddy who saw something on Twitter from a website that I don't really know anything about and I'd never been to. It's called naturalnews.com, but they had tweeted out, a gentleman named Ethan Huff is a writer there. And a lot of people have been talking about this new Panasonic electric vehicle battery production facility in DeSoto, Kansas. It's claimed to be a $4 billion factory, but we've learned there's $6.8 billion worth of government goodies that Panasonic gets to use how it wants through the Inflation Reduction Act. So they have, you know, an additional 55, 60, 65% to spend if they'd like to, because the government apparently is now going to pay for all this. And I guess that's good for DeSoto and good for jobs. And I guess maybe we're going to need these electric batteries at some point. But there was a pretty hot story circulating when this was first announced that there is no possible way that Evergy, which is our energy provider here in the Kansas City area, and in DeSoto, that there was no possible way that Evergy would be able to provide enough power to this plant for them to make these batteries. That this was going to be a huge plant in a city all its own. And of course, they asked when the thing was being passed or whatever, are you going to have to burn coal, build your own power plant, go nuclear? What are you going to try to do to create enough power to make these batteries in DeSoto where there's not a lot of infrastructure, where they're building this, not a lot of infrastructure? And they're like, oh, no. This is clean energy. It's all about clean energy. Everything's ready. Clean energy. It's clean energy. Well, here we go. This is what was confirmed this week by Evergy in a story at naturalnews.com. A coal-fired power plant in Kansas that was slated for closure will now remain open and provided power. Wait for it. For a new electric vehicle battery factory producing clean energy storage products. In accordance with the Biden administration's ongoing efforts to force all Americans into an EV, Panasonic is building a proposed $4 billion EV battery factory in the small Kansas City exurb of DeSoto. Local media reports now state the factory will require anywhere from 200 to 250 megawatts of electricity to function. That's roughly the amount of power needed to keep the lights on in a small city. On track to receive $6.8 billion from President Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, Panasonic is proving once again that in order to create clean energy, you have to burn a lot of real energy, rendering it pointless from the beginning. The amount of energy the new Panasonic EV battery facilities needs is so high, in fact, that a representative from Evergy, the public utility factory, serving the factory, testified before the Kansas Corporation Commission that there are serious, quote, near-term challenges from a resource adequacy perspective. That means even with the plant staying open, they got problems for people like me that live fairly close to DeSoto on the power grid. Put another way, the Panasonic battery factory in DeSoto is an energy hog of epic proportions. As such, Evergy says it will have to continue burning coal at the power plant in Lawrence that was slated to transition to natural gas production. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You just can't. I'm so exhausted by the Democrats and the things that they push on us that are just flat-out losers. Have they not proven to enough American voters that whatever they propose is a loser? That the government, we make fun of how the government functions. Well, almost everything the government does especially anything that's happened in the last 20 years, has been the idea of Democrats. Let's do this and spend money on this. Doesn't work. And so it goes. And so we provide your tax dollars to municipalities and states and private companies to build things that they think is important to show the world that we're switching to batteries. I've never heard anybody say what happens to the batteries after their life expires. I do remember an era where they told us to stop giving away battery-operated toys to our kids for Christmas. Do you remember that? Because they were destroying the environment by putting them in the disposal facilities, the dumps, the landfills. You remember this? My kids were growing up in the 90s and early 2000s. Do not buy battery-powered toys for your kids. The batteries go into a landfill. It's toxic. It's bad for everyone and everything. It erodes the earth, and it's creating a hole in the ozone layer. Oh, remember that? Aerosol cans created a hole in the ozone layer, and we were all going to burn from the sun. It's one greatest hit after another with these people. Every time they just chase their tail. And they've moved on from kids' battery toys to adults' batteries in cars, because this is going to save our planet. We're going to keep open a coal factory in Lawrence, one of the most liberal places in the Midwest, one of the most liberal places certainly in Kansas, but anywhere in the Midwest. In Lawrence, they get to keep burning coal because 15 miles away in DeSoto, Panasonic's coming in to build batteries for their Teslas. Yay, Lawrence, way to go. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. Another story along the same lines this week is in Jackson, Wyoming. This is an absolute beauty. I mean, you can't believe this one either. There's a little piece of Jackson, Wyoming that is the, I don't know what you'd call it, the urban, hippie, mountain, pot-smoking, liberal enclave. The state of Wyoming is insanely conservative, but there are parts of Jackson that are extremely liberal. And a piece of Jackson proper that has run a ward basically decided that they wanted electric buses. This is a big deal. We're in the Grand Tetons here. We got to have electric buses. A Democrat enclave in Wyoming purchased electric buses to reduce emissions, but now the buses are indefinitely inoperable after the manufacturer went bankrupt this summer. Jackson, Wyoming and Teton County formed the Southern Teton Area Rapid Transit START system, which bought 8 electric buses from Proterra to add to its fleet of 31 diesel buses. Proterra, which itself was at the center of a conflict of interest controversy, including Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, went bankrupt in August, and now START's 8 e-buses are out of commission, given the manufacturer can no longer readily supply parts needed for repairs. They bought electric vehicles that break a lot and need a lot of parts, and the company that makes them and provides the parts has gone under. The last of the 8 START Proterra buses went out of service 2 months ago, before the bankruptcy. According to the Cowboy State Daily, in fiscal year 2021, the Federal Transit Authority, that's your money, gave the Wyoming Department of Transportation $1.1 million in taxpayer funds to buy these e-buses for START. That was in 2021. They bought them, and in 2023, they're gonzo. There's $1.1 million of our money wasted, dead, can't pick these things up off the ground. They're of no use to anybody. And if you've ever been to Jackson, Wyoming, and you know their economy is driven by tourists, tourism, summer and winter, and the skiing and everything around there in Jackson Hole, you better have some buses to get people up the ski slopes. And you know what? Those diesel buses are heavier. They actually work better in the snow. God. Hey, here's a win this week. Not a lot of people saw this one. The House voted, this is remarkable, the House of Representatives voted 424-1 this week for the Protecting Hunting Heritage and Education Act. Did you know there's hunting and archery classes in high schools around the country? There's a congressman in Texas who put this together. His name is Mark Green. And he introduced the bill and says there are 50,000 students in Texas alone that have had their funding cut off by the White House. through no authority the White House has, they said, we're cutting off from the Department of Education money that goes to hunting and archery education. In total, this is 1.3 million high school students nationwide that are involved in learning how to hunt with a bow and arrow or with a gun. It's about conservation. It's about protecting the environment. It's all of these things. It is well spent money to have this in schools for our kids to learn how to do it. 1.3 million kids in high school. Biden administration cut them off. How out of touch. If we want to do something on the campaign that says, how out of touch is Joe Biden and the far left running the White House? The House voted 424-1 against them defunding students from learning archery and hunting in high school. The lone congresswoman is from Texas, Veronica Escobar. She was the only one against it, and I'm guessing maybe she didn't understand the question. Maybe she got her vote wrong. Have you ever heard of 424-1? What the hell was the White House doing holding money back from high schools for what? For what they knew was 1.3 million conservative kids that were going to buy guns eventually, be hunters, be stewards of the environment. They're literally targeting and picking and choosing conservatives and cutting off funding. It is shameful what the Biden administration does. How they search out, find, and target conservatives and cut them off and say, your government is not here to serve you. It's here to serve people of our party. And that is all. And you will not be getting this money. What a shame. What an absolute shame that they would be that petty over 1.3 million students. It's just seriously appalling. But, you know, I guess it's not all that surprising that they've done this. It's appalling but not surprising. Is that the way we describe this? It's kind of what they are. Appalling, not surprising. The kids they go and interview for all these stories, you know they're conservatives. They go to places like Texas and Wyoming and Missouri and Kansas. They say, oh, these kids don't need this funding to shoot arrows. Okay, cut them off. Congress says, nope, you are not cutting them off. That money is going back. They have passed the Protecting Hunting Heritage and Education Act, and they're kicking it over to the Senate. They'll throw it at Biden's desk, and if he vetoes it, it's going to be a heyday. Do it. Get it done. Let's go get this thing. All right. We got a whole bunch of football coming up this week. It should be a lot of fun. I am looking forward to a really nice win by the Chiefs. We are not probably, we recognize how good their defense has been. We are not talking enough about it. However, last week and this week cannot be the gauge. Okay, the Lions and Jacksonville are better gauges of the defense than the Bears and the Jets. The Jets' offense is punchless. They can run the ball. They can control the clock. So the Chiefs are going to stop the run. Breece Hall is good running. They got a couple good running backs. They can run the ball. But their passing game is punchless. Even though they have one of the great young receivers in the game, they just don't have a quarterback that can deliver it, and their offense isn't very creative. So look for the Chiefs' defense to play well. I'd be shocked, personally, if the Chiefs give up more than 17 points. I'm going to go, you might be surprised by this one. I'm going to go 24-13 Chiefs. It's not going to be as dominant as you think, because I do think the Jets defense can play. And I think you'll be frustrated at times. I think you'll be watching the Chiefs Sunday night and ask yourself, what's wrong with this offense? Again, not the best job to gauge. I predicted at the beginning of the year that this would be the lowest scoring game the Chiefs would play all year. But that's when I thought they had Aaron Rodgers and they control more clock than they will be punting it away and turning it over with Zach Wilson. So the Chiefs could get a short field. They could get a defensive score. But I don't think you're going to be watching Sunday night thinking, okay, the Chiefs' offense is fixed. This is a real defense they're going up against. If the Chiefs play well and score a bunch of points on Sunday night, they're back. They're just flat out back. I love it. I like Missouri to take care of business against Vanderbilt. I think Missouri will score. I'm going to go 34-20 there. And I think Kansas is in trouble against Texas, although I think they'll play them well. I think it'll be a seven-point game, one way or the other, within a half. And late in the third quarter, Texas will start to wear Kansas down and probably run the ball as effectively as anything else. I think Texas goes 44-31 in this one over the Jayhawks. 44-30. Change that. 44-30 Texas over Kansas. Those are my predictions for the weekend. But what do I know? Lee Sterling's coming along. He's going to have all kinds of great picks for us from his great service, ParamountSports.com. That'll be brought to you by Cross Kitchens KC, Kansas City's remodeler. Online at CrossKitchensKC.com. He'd love to come out to your home and take a look at your project, whether it's big or small. Remodel with Cross Kitchens KC. BStock.net, got all kinds of flash sales going on right now at BStock.net, including the Dell laptop, i7th 10th generation, beautiful machine, on sale, flash sale, currently at BStock.net, or visit them for their appliance showroom, refrigerators, washers, dryers, way less than Nebraska Furniture Mart or Best Buy. You're going to save big, all crazy deals. Speak with sales associate on the floor, 14680 South Flaming Road. And have you made your appointment to see the dentist? It's time. Dr. Bill Bush is your new dentist. 816-471-2911 for nkcdental.com. He's an award-winning dentist. He's a great American patriot, and he loves talking football and politics while you're in the chair. It's almost like getting a free podcast while you're getting your teeth fixed. Great stuff. nkcdental.com. All right, Lee Sterling's here from ParamountSports.com. Let's get the pro and college selections from my man, the slayer of South Beach, the sultan of South Beach. Lee Sterling's up on KKHI. Hit it!
The KK Has Issues conversation is presented by Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch, or online at joslynsjewelry.com.
Oh, it's always so much fun to have Lee Sterling on for ParamountSports.com, and I cannot wait to get his take on the Dolphins shellacking over the Denver Broncos. He is the Sultan of South Beach. The Dolphins, the Finns, putting 70 on the Donkeys. We loved it here in Kansas City, but I got to be honest, there's some people around here a little bit worried about the Dolphins on November 5th. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. I think they'd be less worried if the game was in Kansas City. Isn't it a shame that game's going to be played in Germany?
Yes.
I mean, if that was played in Miami or Kansas City, ticket prices, I mean, they'd be all through the roof, right?
They're through the roof in Germany. I guess it's
I'm not going to Germany. Are you?
No, but no. Here's the problem. The best game of the year, yeah, right now, what looks like the best game of the year in the NFL is in Germany, and there's something wrong with that.
Right. Yeah. Good game this week. Miami and Buffalo isn't far behind, but yeah, if Miami was playing Kansas City, I'd be booking to stay at your place, and I have a feeling if Kansas City game would have been in Miami, I had a feeling you would have been looking to stay at the Sterling Hotel.
The Sterling Hotel. I like that. See, we're just the Keatsman Villa here, okay? You've got the Sterling Hotel.
Okay.
We're more like the La Quinta.
I like that, the villa.
Yeah,
oh.
We're the La Quinta Inn, and you're more like the Grand Hyatt.
Okay.
That's a whole different
thing. I don't know about that. Maybe a little more sports. I've stayed at your place. It's beautiful. My place is more about sports with a basketball court and a man cave. So
yeah, there you go. So how smitten is South Florida with the Dolphins in this offense? Because there's nothing more fun than having a football team that scores and scores and scores.
Crazy. I mean, they scored 70 points without Jalen Waddle. Mm. And Jalen Waddle is really good. And their second and third string running back. So Devin Achane, the rookie running back, looks like the real deal. He's finally healthy now, so I think he's going to be the number two running back throughout the season. But this is a really good offense. They got back Armstead, their left tackle. Just so innovative. I mean, you watch, and there's nothing wrong with Cincinnati. Cincinnati's a good team. That offense is, like, so basic. I mean, there's so much motion going on. You know, they'll run – Miami can run the same play with under three different formations. You know, they'll have Hill going across the formation. He'll go 4 yards by the tight end, and then he'll cut up field. They got one guy in motion one way and then another way. I mean, they're blocking. I mean, doing – have you ever heard of a fold block before, Kevin?
A fold block? That's a position?
It's called a fold block.
Oh, fold
F-O-L-D.
Block. Oh, okay. I thought it was some kind of a hybrid between a fullback and a block or something.
No. It's called a fold block. So
fold block.
I haven't seen this done in a couple of years. They had a couple – plays where they had full blocks across, you know, a cross block is where the outside guy, the tackle goes first, and then the guard goes out. So they do it opposite. They did it opposite a couple plays where the guard takes the tackle and the tackle takes the defensive tackle. It was, it was interesting to see that, and they did that with the center and the guard once. So this head coach is really innovative. They're having fun, and Kansas City looks like they're catching, they're getting their legs, everything going. I mean, the only thing that could stop them now, is if, Travis Kelce gets married or, wants to elope during the football season.
She's not marrying him. She'd have to move here, and I don't think she's doing that. So, because, he has a job here. I think people don't realize they work 6 days a week for 5 months a year. So right. He has to be here, and that's not going to work for Taylor Swift, I don't think, in any way, shape, or form. So, final question on the Dolphins, because we literally in Kansas City are fascinated by this team. And that is, to what great lengths have they gone to protect Tua? Because I saw he only got hit once last week. Now, the Denver Broncos stink, but he only got hit once, and they clearly are protecting him better, and he's getting rid of it either faster or finding pockets of space quicker this year to keep from getting hit. How much was that their emphasis, and how are they doing that?
I think it's a combination of everything. Yeah, they better planning. The first year, the head coach trying to figure out the personnel and the plays that work best. I think he knows his personnel really well now, and he had a lot of time to tinker in the offseason, and they're healthy. I mean, they were down. People don't realize this. When Tua got hurt, they were playing a third-string quarterback. Even their backup was hurt. When they went to the playoff game and only lost by 3 to Buffalo, I mean, I was shocked they kept it that close, but they were down 3 offensive linemen, I think 1 or 2 receivers. They were down a couple running backs. I mean, it was crazy, and even a bunch of defensive players. So they're finally healthy right now, or at least as healthy as they've ever been. And it's speed. I think they had the 4 fastest guys last year in the NFL. You know how they time them when they're running or catching or running downfield. It was Hill. It was Mostert, A-Chain. I don't know who the 4th one was. I'm not sure. Wasn't Waddle, because Waddle didn't play. Someone else.
No, so, but you can see that they're crazy. Faster than their opponent every week. Yeah, you can see that. It's not just that they have the fastest. It's that every position you line up, their offense is faster than the other guy.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the 2 running backs. How often do you have 2 running backs that are like sprinter speed? You don't see that. I mean, so you guys have had some receivers that have been, off the charts fast. Now we're seeing it every speed, and Tua worked on, I guess, it was like jiu-jitsu or karate, whatever, how to fall and everything. So they're having fun, and it's working. So that's going to be a whale of a game. We'll hit on that game, too, the Miami-Buffalo game today.
That's awesome. Okay, it's Locktober. Yeah. Lee does this every year. We got 5 weeks of his executive service for just $347 at ParamountSports.com, or you can call him at 800-400-9741. Just a little insight here. You're 32-15 for the season. You're off to a great start, which is awesome. So you're making money for your clients. It is not too late to jump on board. And Locktober has been a real value for a lot of players over the decades through your service. This is the big deal right here. Locktober is where not only does your off-season preparation meet what you've now seen for 3 or 4 games at the start of the season, things start to crystallize for you, I know, because we've been doing this a long time. I'd recommend to people, if you're even thinking about getting on Lee, now is the time. Make the call. Go to ParamountSports.com. And I know that you love Locktober.
I do. I would say November is probably the toughest month because you got weather that's involved in games. The weather's really not going to be involved in games. So a little bit easier to handicap. The only thing that probably the toughest thing this year is they're releasing injury reports later. I mean, everyone's questionable. Every NFL team has 4 or 5 guys that are questionable. So just takes us a little bit longer to figure out who's going to play. But, by Sunday morning, we've got that figured out. Same thing with college. So, I don't mind working harder as long as we're winning. So 26-10 the last 3 weeks, 32-15 on the year. 5 weeks. If you've never been with me before, or let's say for some reason you happen to fall off or you're doing something, now's the time. 5 weeks every game through Tuesday, October 31st, Halloween night, just $347 with coupon code SAVE100, ParamountSports.com.
All right, here we go. Here's our games for discussion. They may or may not be part of Lee Sterling's service. We do this just for fun here because they're the games you're most interested in, and Lee is kind enough to give us his thoughts on these games. Again, he may play these. He may not play these. Sign up for the service and find out which ones he really likes. The Missouri Tigers, man, they go win at Vanderbilt, and they got LSU coming to Columbia the following week to go 6-0, and we're going to see something in Columbia that we haven't seen in a long time. They're not great, but they just keep winning, Lee. What do you think about Mizzou at Vandy?
They do, and the quarterback starting to come around. Brady Cook, he is cooking. 356 and 341 passing yards in their wins over Kansas State and Memphis, and some really big completions. I mean, at the used to be, they would play tight for a while, and then in the third and fourth quarter, they'd fall off. But that has not been the case this year. He's starting to live up to his potential. Vandy, wow. I mean, the talent, whatever talent they have, is leaving the program. The only kids that they're really getting to come in are second stringers and kids from FCS programs. Legit FBS players are starting. I think they're getting fed up with the program here. A.J. Swan, their quarterback, week before, two fumbles. Last week, three interceptions. He's questionable for Saturday. I'm not sure if that's a good or a bad sign, but even their losses to UNLV and Wake Forest look worse each passing day and week here. I think the Tigers, Missouri, the right side here, 38-17.
Kansas Jayhawks, are they ready for prime time? They shock-checked Texas a couple of years ago, but everybody knows Kansas can score, and they're a good football team. Are they good enough to hang with the Longhorns?
I think that they are. I really think that this is a team that they're going to score on everyone. And if you can score on everyone, you're going to stay in the game. So the game last year, Texas blew them out. They were missing a bunch of key players. They lose 55-14. But the last two games in Austin were 57-56 and 50-48. If they're anything like that, everyone's going to get their money's worth. They're going to be like the Florida State-Clemson game last week, you know, not as high scoring, or you know, the Notre Dame game against Ohio State. They're going to be very, very exciting. Texas defense is talented, but they just haven't faced a quarterback with the pedigree of Jalen Daniels here, who rarely has off games. And the offense is here, you know, I just think that they faced Alabama, who's down a whole lot this year, and the other three were Baylor, Rice, and Wyoming. And those three teams honestly stink. Two areas of concern for Kansas is their defense, which can at times get overwhelmed, and their only road game, they barely beat Nevada, one of the worst teams in Division I football. I just think that they were overconfident looking ahead, and they're going to be sky high for this game. And that defense here, although they're not great, seven takeaways, very opportunistic, good athletes there. They know how to get to the ball, make things happen here. I think Texas in the end prevails 45-34, but I think Kansas covers.
In the National Football League, somebody has to lose in the Buffalo-Miami game, which I guess is good news for Chiefs fans here in the Kansas City area. The Bills are a three-point favorite over the Dolphins, who have just looked invincible.
They have. And the three games, the first game was like, I think it was like 21-19, Miami won, and they got doubled up in yardage. They just held on in that game. But the last two games, Buffalo won by 3 points, and they were, I mean, right down to the wire here. So the weather's important. I always check injuries and weather. Mid-70s, sunny, no chance of rain. It looks like that's the extended forecast here. I think Miami has better running back. I mean, James Cook is a nice change of pace, but I think Miami's running backs are better here. I think their offensive line is vastly improved here. I think the Buffalo defense is down a few notches from early last year. They had some injuries last year. As we know, Von Miller's not back yet. I think their safeties are like a half step slower here. And I think that Bills, even though it's going to be fun. I mean, they outscored the Raiders and Commanders 75-13 while Miami, you know, was looking good last week. But Miami did beat the Chargers, who have a high-powered offense here. I think it's going to be fun. I think it's a three-point game. I'll go with Miami, 38-35.
Yeah, I think when Vegas allows you to take a team getting points that scored 70 last week, you probably ought to take them.
Right. Right.
I'm not a genius, but I think I'll take the points here on the Dolphins. That seems like an easy one for me.
It's tough to go against them right now.
It really is. The Chargers are a big favorite over the Raiders, who just do dumb things. The Raiders, well, you know what? The Chargers do dumb things. Which coach is dumber in this game, and how do I – I mean, just for God's sake, don't bet this game, anyone. Just don't do it.
Yeah. It won't be on my card. I can guarantee you that. But if you have to play it – I mean, Josh McDaniels, that's not going at 4th-and-4, I'm shaking my head. And then Brandon Staley, what does he do? 4th-and-1, I think it was on his own 28 or 29-yard line. I mean, on top of the poor decision, it was the play call that was terrible. So I just think the Raiders lack talent outside of the wide receiver room and Max Crosby here. I know the Chargers lost Mike Williams here, but they have a ton of depth at receiver here, and looks like they'll get back Austin Eckler. slight lean Chargers 27-20.
So Brandon Staley the hell out of the way. That's all you got to do. Just put some air in the football.
At first, I kind of liked his idea, you know, go for it on fourth down, you know, whenever you're in the opponent's territory. I mean, there is some, you know, facts behind, there's some math behind that. But on your own 29, it wasn't like they were up two or three. They were 4 points. The other team had to score a touchdown.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. It's absolutely absurd. Yep. All right, Sunday Night Football is the Chiefs on the road at the Jets. I said 6 weeks ago that I thought the Chiefs would lose this game and it would be their lowest output of the year offensively in this game. I no longer really believe either. I could see them not scoring a lot of points in this game because the Jets can play good defense, but they may have packed it in like the Bears. I don't know what's going on with the Jets. There's so much turmoil there. There could be some quit in them. The Chiefs are a big favorite here, 9.5. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Trevor Siemian, I mean, is that the guy that's going to save them? I don't think so. They should have, you know, if they want to make a run, make a trade. You know, go for an established veteran on another team. Take a shot. But, I mean, even Sam Darnold is looking not so bad now for New York. Zach Wilson is not the answer. Their offensive line is awful. They cannot protect the passer at all here. I don't think they're going to be able to run enough to put anything together here. Travis Kelce's back 100%. Isaiah Pacheco emerging as a really quality running back here. And Kansas City's given up 13.3 points per game here. And they faced two pretty good offenses in the Lions and the Jags. The Bears, not so much. And Chris Jones, he's starting to get close to T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett right now as the most dominant pass rusher. I think the Jets, they have three touchdowns in three games. I like Kansas City. 31-10.
There you go. Free play of the week for the first 10 callers. 800-400-9741. You call Lee Sterling right now. He will give you Oklahoma and Iowa State as his free play game of the week.
Yep, love this game. You want to get it for free, call 800-400-9741. Give it to you for free. First 10 callers, get it. 800-400-9741. And can't stress any for, I don't know what to tell people. Don't wait until mid or late October and say, hey, now I need some help. We are riding high, 32-15 on the year, 26-10 the last 3 weeks. Hop on the Locktober special. 5 weeks. It starts today through Tuesday, October 31st. 5 full weeks, 347 with coupon code SAVE100. Only one place, ParamountSports.com.
We appreciate your time, Lee. We know you're busy doing a lot of different radio stations and podcasts. Thank you so much for all your help for our listeners, and let's have a great weekend.
Sounds good, Kevin. Take care.
Take care. There's Lee Sterling. He is a very busy man this time of year. I think at one point he said he did about 38 different interviews a week with different entities and places that he goes on with. He's a good guy, and he's honest as the day is long. And if you'd like to sign up, just call him and get the free play. Just call the number and talk to Lee. If you've thought about doing this, call him and get the free play, Oklahoma and Iowa State, 800-400-9741. Just give him a buzz. Give him a call. It's personal. This is not some, you know, big corporate entity. He's got a great website, ParamountSports.com. You can buy pick five games, or you can do a day. You can dip your toe in the water. There's a lot of different things that you can do there. But if you want to talk to the man and consider doing it, just call him at 800-400-9741. Tell him Kevin sent you. He'll know. He'll say, who do you listen to? You say, that guy that has issues in Kansas City. I listen to him. He got issues. Okay, here's your recap. Lee Sterling likes Missouri minus the 13 against Vandy. He'll take Kansas plus the points, 16.5 of them against the Texas Longhorns. The Dolphins plus the 3 over Buffalo. I love that. He says Brandon Staley will not screw up this week, and the Chargers will cover against the Raiders, laying 5.5. The Chiefs roll the Jets and cover, and he'd love to give you his free play of the week, Oklahoma and Iowa State, by calling him at 800-400-9741. Always great to have Lee Sterling on. Our final is coming right up. It is brought to you by Earth Effects Outdoor. That's eeoutdoor.com. The Finch Knife Company, featuring the new Stinger series of pocket knives. Keep life from getting dull with a Finch pocket knife. Online at finchknifeco.com. 360 Document Solutions, your business-to-business solution. Online at 360documentsolutions.com or call 913-745-5344. And Ideal Health KC, Dr. Kip Van Camp, let your body's own tissue work to heal you instead of big pharma. Stem cell tissue, blood spinning, patch therapy, ozone therapy. Log on to idealhealthkc.com or just call 913-745-5300 for a consultation. to see if it may be for you. Our final comes from Scotland today, and it's not golf. Yes, the Ryder Cup is starting this weekend. It is underway. We love the Ryder Cup. The Americans somehow are favored. I don't know how. They never win this. They really never win in Europe. They're playing in Rome, and the United States didn't take its best players. They left two or three of their best players at home, which is kind of an odd thing, but they took a whole bunch of guys that like each other and have control of the PGA Tour, so that's what we've got. It's basically the PGA Tour against Europe. That's kind of what's happening here. So this story is from Scotland, not Rome, which is obviously in Italy where the Ryder Cup is. But we're looking forward to watching the Ryder Cup, and we hope that you will too and enjoy it. It's going to be on early in the morning, early, like 2 a.m., until about noon each day or 1:30. So it'll be on before football starts, Saturday and Sunday. You'll love that. And it's underway right now. It's on NBC, Peacock, USA Network, different channels like that. Check your local listings, as they say. But the home of golf is Scotland, and our final this week is from something called Shrek's Swamp in Scotland. A dude went out to the forest, and he built a house around kind of a tree trunk, and it looks like where Shrek lived. You know the movie Shrek? It's a giant tree in the woods, Shrek's Swamp Airbnb, and you can rent it and stay there. You may remember, a few months ago, we talked about the Friends condo. Friends condo is modeled after the apartment and the coffee shop on the show Friends. This is popular everywhere. Vacation Alchemy is a great friend of the program, and he listens to podcasts all the time. VacationAlchemy.com has a Star Wars condo in Kissimmee, Florida, near Disney World. They've got all kinds of themed condos. This is the biggest thing in lodging now. Whatever you like, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Star Wars, Friends, Shrek, they've got it for you. Well, this one's completely unique. They'll allow children, but they ask them to be five, and the bathroom is an outhouse. But I believe the outhouse is a real bathroom. It's not a real outhouse. You just leave Shrek's swamp in the woods and walk a few feet to go to what's the building that's the bathroom. It looks really cool. You can check it out online. And it says, when you rent it for a weekend, you are hosted by Donkey. Wasn't Eddie Murphy Donkey? Do I have that right? Eddie Murphy was Donkey and Mike Myers was Shrek? I think that's right. Man, my kids love Shrek. I have not seen that in years and years and years. And I don't really remember seeing the sequels if they've done newer ones. But the original and maybe the second one, we love that movie Shrek. And you can now stay at Shrek's Swamp Airbnb. It's hard to say. I don't know how you find that. I guess you go to Airbnb. It's in Scotland. That's a long ways for a Shrek fan. But I'm sure we've got them right here at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.